we've all been in that kind of situation where we are just, we're literally like in an outrage. We cannot control what we're saying. They are so wrong. You are so right. And the other person is like, they are so wrong. I am so right. Right. We've been there. We've been there. Now, how do you kind of navigate a conversation like that, a situation like that? How do you get yourself out of it? Now, one of the best things that I try to do when I'm just going off the wall, I'm going crazy, right, is simply this. And welcome to another episode of Reno's Rants here on the Roughnecks Podcast. Once upon a time, you were in a heated argument. I'm talking pissed off. There is nothing that's going to change your mind. You are so emotionally charged. You are just ripping this other person. And that person is coming back at you and they're ripping you. They're emotional. And nothing good is happening in this argument. You can't even think clearly. You are blacking out. You're just saying off the wall type of shit, right? We've all been in that kind of situation where we are just, we're literally like in an outrage. We cannot control what we're saying. They are so wrong. You are so right. And the other person is like, they are so wrong. I am so right, right? We've been there. We've been there. Now, How do you kind of navigate a conversation like that, a situation like that? How do you get yourself out of it? Now, one of the best things that I try to do when I'm just going off the wall, I'm going crazy, right, is simply this. I pause. I don't say a single word. I shut my mouth. I quit talking. Quit talking, sit there in silence, like make it a good, I'm talking like a solid 10 seconds. And now 10 seconds doesn't seem like a whole lot, but when you're just going back and forth and firing back and forth, pausing for 10 seconds feels like an eternity, and like make it awkward, make it so weird, so awkward, like that long of a pause. Because what that does is, number one, it's going to calm you down. You're going to calm down. You're going to be able to breathe. You're going to be able to now start thinking more logically and take the emotions out of it. We've all heard, you know, speak before you talk, think before you talk, or think before you speak, right? That's exactly what you need to do. That's exactly what you need to do. You need to start actually thinking about what you're about to say. Because I know I've blurted things out before and I'm like, nah, I'm trying to like catch the words back and pull them all back because it's out now. And now I'm in even worse shape than I was. All right. So number one, it's going to calm me down. Number two, you're going to think more logically. And number three, it's going to have the same effect on the other person. The other person is also going to have time to think about what they've been saying. Okay. So it's a two-way thing just by simply pausing and stop freaking talking. Stop talking. Okay. Stop and think, right? Even if you're in a situation where they are not going to change my mind, or they are not going to change your mind, and you are not going to change their mind. Okay. At least you can sit back, think, and then say, hey, you know what? This conversation is going nowhere. We're not going to gain any ground here. One of us is going to say something stupid. So either one, Let's kill the conversation. Conversation's got to be over. Let's take a break for a second and come back to this. Or number two, you can say, hey, all right, neither of us are winning here. Neither of us is going to win. So conversation's got to stop. Or, hey, let's come up with a new idea. Well, let's look at this from a different way. But you can't do that if you are just blacking out and saying crazy stuff and you're they're so wrong, you're so right. Does nobody any good. Like, especially in like relationships, we've all had big heated arguments. I'm sure, I hope not, but I'm sure we've been there. Relationships, you can definitely say some really nasty things. You really don't want to be you know, put yourself even deeper in a hole by doing that. So definitely don't do that. Give yourself a break and think logically. Take all the emotions out of what you're doing and really think before you talk. All right. That is the end of my rant. Take a pause. Think about it. Just take a pause and let me know what you think. I hope you don't get in an argument anytime soon, but if you do, just try this and tell me how it works. I bet it works. I bet it works. Okay. As always, go to roughneckpodcast.com. Sign up for the newsletter because big announcements coming with the volleyball tournament. Stay up to date. More information is coming as we are deep in the planning stages right now. And while you're on the website, grab some merch, help support the podcast. And I will talk to you guys next time.